You're on 5MU and the inaugural Victor Harbour Science Fair is coming to the South Coast on Sunday, June 27. Coordinator Brian Hattie joins me now to tell us about the celebration of all things science and technology. Welcome, Brian.
Oh, thanks, Jenny. Yes, we're pretty excited about this. Look, I've been running science fairs around South Australia for quite a number of years now, but we haven't had the opportunity until now to come to Victor Harbour. And the way ticket sales are going, there's a fair bit of excitement and interest there as well. So it's really looking forward to it.
Oh, beautiful. So what's in store?
So what these fairs aim to do is to, if you like, support the interest that primary school age kids have in the world around them. We try and, I guess, break down the myths about science as being this hard, difficult subject. It really is just a way of looking at the world in a little bit more rigorous way. We try and show that in all the different ways that we can look at the world. So we have things from robotics to native animals to astronomy and a large inflatable star dome. We have science shows, scientific circus. We have a little bit on paleontology from a singing paleontologist. We have NitroNet with the chemistry shows. We have Animals Anonymous with native animal shows. Virtual reality. We have Daleks. We have science craft. We have Questacon exhibits. Not much we miss in terms of the whole science spectrum.
Oh, that sounds fabulous. Something that when I was younger, I really wish I was instilled with more of a sense of joy about science, because it is extraordinary and it's so wide-ranging. And my goodness, once you sort of play and have a bit more fun with it instead of just sitting in school learning, it can sort of spark something, I reckon.
I think so. And, you know, there was that breakfast cereal ad some years ago, you know, don't tell them it's healthy. I guess we have the same thing with our science fairs. Don't tell them it's science, you know. It's just a fun, gentle family day out where kids just go from one thing to another. We try and make all our experiences fairly short so that as many people as possible can engage with the bugs and slugs exhibit. I mean, lots of aquariums full of giant cockroaches and hairy spiders and things like that, get up close to a wombat or a very large snake. We've got some olive pythons there, or experience virtual reality. The guy called Michael with Ignite VR brings along 10 3x3 tents, and so everyone gets an individual virtual reality experience in one of these little tents. And you know, we have often queues for that, but we've got so many tents I think this year that we'll get through the crowd all right. And of course, slime. You can't have a science fair without slime. Kids just it's a very simple thing. It's just actually corn flour, a little bit of food colouring and water, and the faster you stir it, the stickier and slimier it gets. It's a very simple thing, but kids just love it.
Oh, beautiful.
And, you know, so it's, and it's doing stuff. So what we try and do at our science fairs is have things to do, not just to look at or to see. And parents and grandparents really appreciate that this is not about kids sitting, you know, on their screens. It is about doing stuff and getting involved and learning without knowing they're learning. Hopefully, kids ask, you know, how does it work and why is it so?
Which they're good at doing, I think. Kids asking why.
Yeah, why is the sky blue, etc.
Yeah.
Those questions that parents find it so hard to answer.
we'll let you guys do the answering then. It's at the Victor Harbour Recreation Centre, Sunday, June 27. Do we book online?
We do. And so with this COVID thing, we've got two sessions on the day to allow more people to come. And yes, tickets are only available online, and that's at thesciencecollective.com. Follow the links to the Victor Harbour Science Fair. We do have a small charge on tickets, $6 for kids, $12 for adults, $29 for a family of four. So we think it's pretty modest. We've been helped with the City of Victor Harbour, and Inspiring SA are helping with us this time, which is great.
Excellent. And in a moment, we might have a giveaway. I'll tell listeners about that in a sec. But I hear that Snuffles the Wombat will be there. And seeing as it is Fun Fact Friday, you got any fun facts for us?
I have, yes. So Snuffles the Wombat is a crowd favourite. Did you know that wombats have a weapon? mechanised bum.
Oh my!
So they have a big chunk of cartilage on their rear end, and they use this to crush predators that come into their burrow. So if a feral cat sort of wanders in or something or other, basically wombats sit on it. very effective. The other fun fact about Snuffles is that he can run as fast as Usain Bolt. Not for 100 metres, but wombats have been recorded as running 40 kilometres per hour. Short distance, sure, but you wouldn't think when you see them wandering slowly about that they could actually accelerate, and they can.
Oh, they are amazing creatures. They all have different personalities as well.
Correct, yeah. So Snuffles is, we put him on a lead and walk him around the venue, and he just enjoys engaging with the public.
Now, Brian, thank you for generously donating some family passes. We actually have 5 family passes on offer to the value of $29. If you'd like to win one of those, give me a buzz now. And if you don't get me straight away, try again in a little bit. 1-800-018-125 to win a family pass to the Victor Harbour Science Fair. 1-800-018-125. Hey, better get off the phone so I can pick up those calls. Thanks so much for your time today. Really lovely to have you on the program, Brian Hattie.
Thanks, Jenny. No, it's we look forward to welcoming not only Victor Harbour residents, but from the wider region to the Science Fair on the 27th. That's great.